The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
You've heard me talking about the great weekend that's coming up at the Walhalla Performing Arts Center, one of my favorite entertainment venues in upstate South Carolina. If you haven't already, there's still time to get your tickets for a night of comedy this Saturday at 7:30. Just go to WalhallaPack.com. Order your tickets because you're not going to want to miss Henry Cho. He's so versatile, he can headline Vegas and then tour with Michael W. Smith in the same month. You may have seen Henry on Netflix, The Late Late Show, maybe even on The Tonight Show. Here's one of his introductions on his first Tonight Show appearance.
All right, thanks. Howdy. How y'all doing? Yeah, I know what may be going through your mind right now. Just let it soak in a second or two. Because there's something wrong with this picture, ain't there? Kind of going, hang on, that Asian guy's up there talking like a hillbilly. I'm full-blooded Korean, but I was born and raised in Knoxville, Tennessee, so I do talk this way.
So from Knoxville, Tennessee, just across the mountain ridge from us here in the upstate, I'm glad to say on our guest line is Henry Cho. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Hey, good morning, man. That was a blast from the past hearing that Tonight Show intro.
And I believe that was your first time on the Tonight Show.
That was. I was going to be Johnny Carson's last new guy, and then he announced his retirement. So mm-hmm. I was on the bill six different times, and I kept getting bumped because I'd be sitting there at NBC, and all of a sudden people would walk in who weren't supposed to be on. I'd go, oh, there's Bette Midler. I guess I'm not on tonight. Oh, there's Clint Eastwood. I guess I'm not doing it tonight. Oh, there's Robin Williams. So Mr. Carson was great, though. He apologized and said, you know, I should have waited. If I'd have waited three more weeks, but that's just the way it happened. So Jay said, hey, Henry, I want you to be my first guy since you didn't. He thought I did it with Johnny, and I said, no, I never got on. He goes, well, you're my first guy. So that was the first Friday Jay Leno hosted. So that was pretty cool. And that was before I hosted Friday Night Video. So that accent I had then was real. And then I was hosting Friday Night Videos on NBC in 95. And the first video I introduced was Aerosmith with Steven Tyler.
Oh, yes.
And the producer came out and goes, man, I can't understand a word you're saying. You have to, you got to enunciate, man. And I'm like, all right, I'll try. He's like, man, no, you got to move your mouth. And I'm like, all right, let's try it again. All right, coming up next is Aerosmith with Steven Tyler. And he's like, okay, we need to take a break. So I started moving my mouth that night and enunciating. So now my accent's evolved into what it is now, which, you know, my kids are happy because they talk more like I do now than my wife, who's from Alabama. So we're all right. But the accent had to change. I didn't know that, you know.
Yeah. Well, you know, and it's funny that you mentioned that because I'm from Greer, South Carolina, and we have a unique accent in Greer than anywhere even in the upstate of South Carolina. And my wife is always kind of making fun of me because I can never escape that Greer accent regardless of how much I try.
I got friends in Greer, and you sound just like them.
There you go. Yes. All right. So tell me how you went from Knoxville, Tennessee, to literally entertaining all around our country.
Well, I was in college, and I tried stand-up comedy. It was my buddies asked me what I really wanted to do, and I told them I wanted to try stand-up. And they're like, man, you're not funny. I go, I know, but I think I can do this. And so, you know, I'd never been to a comedy club, never done anything. I entered this competition on a whim, and I thought it was, you know, 12 guys like me just trying it, but I was wrong. It was 11 real comedians and me. So I told my buddies, I said, man, okay, I'm going to go up since I'm here, and then I'm never going to talk about this again. So I went up fifth and I won. And
wow.
It was a Monday night. So I got hired that night. And then I started working on that Wednesday. And then I dropped out of college on Friday. and that was over 35 years ago. So
wow.
Yeah, man, it just
what,
happened.
What a
so
story.
I moved from Knox. Yeah, it's crazy. So I moved from LA. I moved from Knoxville, LA, back in '89, and then my oldest and youngest kids were born in Nashville. My middle kid was born in California, and I just didn't want to raise my kids out there, so hunkered down here in Middle Tennessee for the last 16 years, something like that.
Yeah.
So I got there. I did my job. They're three great kids. They were raised the way my wife and I wanted to raise them. And I still have a young daughter in high school, but my youngest, but she's just going to have to get over it because I'm getting back out there. I've been home enough, and then the pandemic. And I told her, I said, there's no such thing as a spring breaks or fall breaks or birthdays or anything. I'm gone.
Yeah.
So,
yep.
So I'll be in Walhalla Saturday.
Saturday, a big show. And again, on our guest line this morning, Henry Cho. You can see Henry this Saturday, 7:30, at the Walhalla Performing Arts Center. Go to walhallapack.com, order your tickets. You're going to want to see this. And you know, this past year has been tough on everybody, but I can't imagine what you guys, travel is part of your life. You've got to be in these various venues around the country. And I would imagine that this past year has been tough. A lot of cancellations.
Oh, it's crazy. So, you know, I've been doing stand-up over 35 years. I've been married 22 when COVID hit. And, you know, I toured my entire marriage until March 2020. It just shut down.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you right now, I love my wife, but not every day.
Yep. It's been tough on everyone for sure. And these venues like the Walhalla Performing Arts Centers and all the other places that you perform around the country, it's just been really tough on those. But thank goodness we're back in, and you know, people will be able to see you on Saturday. Let's talk for a minute. I mean, you've done a lot of TV. You've been in movies. What do you prefer best? I mean, live performance, you love being in front of the audience as opposed to, saying, being on the Tonight Show?
I love doing live shows because if I'm doing a live show, I'm the actor, director, writer, editor. I'm in total control. You know, when you do the Tonight Show, you run your set multiple times in front of their booker, and they'll tell you, they'll tweak it. They'll say, hey, don't say this. Hey, don't do that bit. Hey, change this. And then you got these jokes you've been doing for years, and all of a sudden they're changing it for you just due to standards. And then, you know, when I'm doing a film, I'm reading somebody else's lines, and you know, you don't want to offend the writer by sitting there going, well, this isn't really funny. So you end up, you know, plus I'm playing a character. So it's a totally different animal. Now, one of the most fun I've had on a film set was Revenge of the Nerds 3. This is I'd been in LA about 6 months and I got this role. John Panette, another comedian, was on there. Grant Heslov, who ended up being Academy Award winner, he's like George Clooney's co-writer on everything now. And so it was a great cast, and we were all young and just starting out. And so they asked me. My character was like some broken English, Japanese samurai guy. And I walked in and I just told the all the people in the room, I said, I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
They said, what? I said, I'm not, you call me in here, and I came in here cause my agent told me to come in here, but I'm not doing that. They said, well, just read it and let's see. I said, no, I'm not doing that. You're not going to hear me speak broken English. I ain't doing it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they go, well, what are you going to do? I said, you give me 48 hours and I'll come up with something, but I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
And they said, okay. So I came, that was a Friday. So I came in on Monday and, I came in as Elvis and,
as Elvis.
Went, holy. Yes. I had these mud chop sideburns and I started talking like Elvis, you know, honey, Sonny, hey, Sonny Rick, come here. And, they flipped out, loved it. And they said, you got it. So we get the script the first day in the read around table read. And I have no lines cause I've totally changed this role. So we're going around and my character came up and the director goes, so Henry, There you go. He said, what? He said, what would you say here? And I said, well, I'd probably say blah, blah, blah. All right, put that in there. So it was the greatest experience because the director was so open, and I got to kind of do what I wanted to do as it went along. Yeah. It was great.
Interesting, yeah. Henry Cho, it's been a pleasure, my friend, to talk with you. Look forward to seeing in Walhalla. And again, you can get tickets at walhallapack.com. You know, I may have a couple of tickets for you to see Henry Cho this Saturday. Text comedy to our Big Rock text line. Just the word comedy. I'm going to give away a few tickets this morning so that you can see Henry Cho. Hey, Henry, have a safe day and look forward to having you this weekend.
Hey, appreciate you having me. It's clean comedy, folks. It's adult humor, but it's clean. You can bring anybody you want. Thanks for having me.
Sure thing. Have a blessed day.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.